Krishna and Balaram are the cause of all knowledge. But still, to give an example to the people that one should go and learn in an ashram of a spiritual teacher, they went to the ashram of Sandipani Muni. It is said, Savasya chaham hridi sannivishto matasmiti jnanam apohanam cha vedaisya sarve ahameva vedyo vedanta krit veda vit eva chaham. I am situated in the heart of every living being, and from me alone come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas, I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas. So you could say Krishna is like the ocean of knowledge. He is the cause of all there is to know, just like the ocean is the cause of all the clouds. Even Krishna's guru, Sandipani Muni, derived his knowledge from Krishna, the ocean of knowledge, just like the cloud derives its water from the ocean. So when we hear that Krishna went to the Gurukul, to the house of training of his spiritual master, we can only give the example that the cloud Sandipani Muni, who had taken the water from Krishna, rained its water back down into the ocean, and the ocean did not become fuller by this. So Krishna is like the ocean, and Sandipani Muni, the spiritual master, the cloud. Never forget this, otherwise your intelligence will become bewildered as you hear this katha. Once upon a time, the illustrious Krishna held a meeting with Balaram in Mathura. Krishna said to Balaram, O Baladau, our father wants us to learn the Vedic knowledge. He does not know that we are the oceans, the origins of all knowledge. All right. Although we are the oceans of all knowledge, we like to give the example to the people of the world that they should study the different branches of the Vedas. But Balaram, there is a problem. If we go to those who are most qualified to give us knowledge, like Srila Vyasadeva, they will realize who we are and shut their mouth, being afraid to teach us anything. So we must find a devotee of Lord Shiva, not a devotee of Krishna. I have an idea. Let us go to the great soul Sandipani Muni, the worshipper of Lord Shiva, who is realized in Shabda Brahman. He comes originally from a dynasty in Kashi at the bank of the Ganga where Lord Shiva is worshipped. Balaram said, I go wherever you go. However, there was a problem. After Krishna had killed the demon king Kamsa, Kamsa's allies were constantly sending their spies to find a good opportunity to strike back and take revenge. So if Krishna and Balaram would leave Mathura, the allies of Kamsa would find out and attack Mathura in the absence of Krishna Balaram. The second problem was that Vasudev and Devaki were so happy that Krishna was finally away from Vrindavan and back in Mathura that they would never allow Krishna Balaram to go. Krishna said to Balaram, I have a solution to problem number one. Let us spread a rumor, gossip, some internet lie, that we have hidden away in some solitude place in Mathura where we will meditate and purify ourselves after all this fighting with Kamsa and his soldiers. This rumor we shall spread. Balaram said, I'm for it, but how will you solve the second problem, that our parents will not let us go? Krishna said, I've also a solution for that, Balaram. Come with me. So they went to Devaki and Vasudev and they said, we want to go and study. Devaki said, no. Vasudev said, never. And Rohini said, not at all. But Krishna said, don't worry. If Balaram is with me, it is as good if 10 million of my most intimate associates, 10 million, are accompanying me. I'm absolutely safe in Balaram's presence. Please don't worry. But bless us, then no one can conquer us. My question to you is, who is stronger, Krishna or Balaram? The audience is divided. One part of the audience says Krishna is stronger. The second, Balaram. Prabhupada asked this question. And when we wanted to give an answer, we didn't know. So Prabhupada said, look at Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavan. Balaram is leaning on Krishna, so Krishna is stronger. When Krishna and Balaram traveled to Avantipur, my dear devotees, they had to go incognito. They were dressed in simple brahmachari cloth, like our Shamananda Prabhu. Very simple brahmachari cloth. But their effulgence, different from any human brahmachari, attracted the eyes of everyone. Gopal Champu says, passers-by saw the effulgent Balaram, who had a white effulgence, And they could only identify him as the topmost light. They thought the Brahman is wandering amongst us. But when they saw the dark-hued, yet effulgent Krishna, they could not identify him. They thought this is the source of darkness or the source of light. He is dark and he is effulgent. This is contradictory. When the women saw Krishna and Balaram passing, they said, look how beautiful the boys are. And although Krishna and Balaram were internally pleased, they closed their ears like good brahmacharis do when they hear the women talk amongst themselves about who would be a suitable husband. This is a favorite discussion of Mataji's. Like perfect brahmacharis, Krishna and Balaram did not travel by chariot, but by the strength of their own legs. Let us for a moment meditate on Krishna and Balaram in their brahmachari dress. This is also good for Matajis and good for men. First of all, Krishna and Balaram have large lotus eyes which beautify their faces so that they look totally attractive. They are shaved up. Their beautiful long hair is cut from their head, chup, 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 and their heads are effulgent, like this here. They wear two pieces of silk cloth. They have kusha grass on their fingers. And Krishna's most beautiful body is decorated by a thick thread. They are dressed in deer skin, imagine, and they have sticks. When they arrived in the Gurukul of Sandipani Muni, they looked very beautiful. They were holding firewood in their hands. This is a traditional gift which brahmachari students give to their teachers because the teachers have a 24-hour yajna, so they need a lot of wood. So they had wood in their hands. And they announced their Gotra. I'm from this family, said Krishna. I'm from that family, said Balaram. When Sandipani Muni asked, what is your father's name? They simply said very secretly, we are the sons of a Vasu. Vasu means a gem in the Yadu dynasty. But you may simply call us the white one, that's the white one, and I'm the black one. Just call him the white one. Hey, white one! And hey, black one! And then they prayed to Sandipani Muni. Listen to this prayer. O possessor of all opulence, born of a great family, O crown jewel of brahmanas, ocean of knowledge, endowed with the truth of Vedic Dharma, we surrender to your feet. Free us from all sufferings due to ignorance. When you go to your spiritual master, you should also say to him, ocean of knowledge, we surrender to your knowledge, to your feet. Deliver us from sufferings due to ignorance. Then, in order to hide who they were, they gave presents, but very simple presents. Some fruits from the forest, strawberries, forest cherries, mangoes,
said this for you, we are very poor.
When Sandipani Muni saw Krishna and Balaram, he gave them his first instruction. First, you must become humble and give up your Kshatriya identification. First, go and learn to beg with my Brahmana students. They will help you to give up all false pride.
This usually is the instruction of a spiritual master to his disciples. First, forget what you know. Then we will teach you something to know. I will tell you a famous story. Once a very rich doctor brought his son to a great teacher in India, a great guru. Can you teach him? And the guru said, yes, come back after 1 year. Then you can see if your son has learned anything. So when the doctor returned after 1 year, he saw his boy scrubbing the toilets. He went to the guru and said, I didn't give him to you so that he learns to clean a toilet. I wanted him to become a great pandit. And the guru said, it's good for him. No, if it's about scrubbing toilets, if you need toilet scrubbers, I can give you 10 Turkish slaves. The guru said, my dear doctor, when a patient comes to you who suffers from a disease, do you give the medicine to the person or to his 10 Turkish slaves? Your son suffers from the disease of avidya, of ignorance and false pride. He needs to take the medicine of toilet scrubbing. A very simple and humble service that is good for him. Then he will learn. You follow? So, my dear devotees, when you are in the temple, don't just visit the toilet as a tourist. Do the scrubbing and the cleaning. It's good for you. It's good for you to become aware that you are the servant, the menial servant. So when Sandipani Muni saw how Krishna and Balaram left for begging, he turned to those who sat around him. And he said, when I see these two boys, my heart develops affection. I can clearly conclude that since birth, these two have lived in a most affectionate environment, and thus internally and externally, they are full of affection. Seeing their effulgence, I must conclude that they are worthy of worship. Oh, my intelligence is bewildered just looking at them. You can see when you study someone, if he has grown up in an environment of affection or an environment which is disturbed. The parents are divided against themselves, where they are selfish and not Krishna conscious. Those of you who have children or who advise parents with children, you must always tell them your children need more than anything else an affectionate environment. When they grow up in an affectionate environment, they themselves will become full of affection for others. I can say, although my parents were not
Krishna conscious, but they loved me so much, even when I became a devotee, and this was against their thinking, they wanted me to become something else, a manager, be a manager. But because they loved me so much, they said, if it makes you happy, then do your nonsense. And even now, when they are old parents, more than 80, 85 or 89 years, I always forget the birthdays, so I don't know. They are full of affection, and that helps a person to be affectionate himself. Also in our community of Hare Krishna devotees, we must learn to provide an affectionate atmosphere so that the young devotees grow up in that atmosphere and then are able to show affection to the needy people of this world. Krishna Balaram went every day to beg for Sandipani Muni. But they avoided those places where their guru was not respected. People who saw Krishna Balaram knocking at their door to beg for Madhukari became so inspired that they gave them everything. Soon the other students stopped begging because Krishna Balaram got the most. There was no need any longer. And they also saw that the roles soon became exchanged. Actually, the people became beggars. They asked Krishna Balaram, come again and again to our house to give us darshan. We will give you everything we have. And Sandipani Muni? Sandipani Muniji was so impressed as more and more goods came to his poor ashram day after day. You know, there was almost like a ox cart jam on the street, you know, traffic jam, who brought all the goods, you know, sofas, chairs, kitchens. People gave everything to Krishna Balaram and they just loaded it on the carts. He looked at his students again and again and he became impressed by their honesty and truthfulness. But because Sandipani Muni saw Krishna and Balaram were so tender, he forbade them to serve. One day there was a meeting between the wife of Sandipani Muni and Sandipani. And the wife asked, "Oh master, among all your students, who do you love most?" Sandipani Muni, "The two Kshatriya boys, the black one and the white one." His wife said with a smile, "But I never see the two serving you." Sandipani Muni said, "Out of affection, I forbade them from personally serving me. On the outside, it seems that they follow my order. But I can understand, when no one is looking, they secretly serve me." These were the loving dealings in the ashram of Sandipani Muni. The loving dealings between the great teacher Sandipani and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who played the role of an ideal disciple.
I would like to now tell you a little bit about the subjects which Krishna and Balaram learned. Would you like to know this? You won't believe it. It's so beautiful. They learned the 64 arts. That means they learned the art of beating different kinds of drums. They learned how to dance with the rhythm. They learned how to write dramas. And they learned various types of paintings. They started with village arts, and then they learned the highest perfectional stage. They also learned to decorate their faces with tilak and different kinds of dots on the forehead and cheeks. Then they learned the art of painting on the floor with liquid paste of rice and flour. They learned how to make resting places with flowers. They also learned how to set different valuable jewels in ornaments. Oh, here is another art. They learned the art of ringing on water pots. Bling, 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 bling. For that, water pots are filled with water to a certain measurement, so that when one beats on the pots, bloom, 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 different tunes are produced. They also learned how to throw water in the rivers or on the lakes on their friends. It's not so easy, you know, to just, there's an art to throw the water. They learned the art of dressing hair in various styles. I don't know how to do this with the sikka, you know. Maybe like Sebastian, he has a very special sikka. And they learned magic. Very good. They studied to make different syrups and tastes and the effects of different types of intoxication. They learned how to manipulate thin threads for dancing puppets. And then they learned how to string wires on musical instruments such as the veena, sitar, tambura, and I think also the violin. They learned the art of reading books, from which even a foolish student can very quickly learn to read the alphabet and comprehend writing. But this would be a good thing for me. Crossword puzzles they learned. They learned herbs and plants, extract medicine from the elements, crossbreed plants, practical psychology, how to influence another's mind. And they so that he does what you want him to do. Sometimes it's called hypnotism. Krishna knows it all. Then they learned how to wash hair. Then they learned the art of telling what is written in someone's book without reading the book. It would also be good, huh? There's like this, download the book. They learned the languages of humans, but then also with, also sie haben auch Deutsch gesprochen wahrscheinlich. And they learned to speak with animals and birds. Hare Krishna. Thank you. I want to say thank you very much, my musical band. This was very good.